G'day, Barry here. Thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Angela Sun and Damian Martin.
This week we caught up with former AFL star Campbell Brown discussing the Gold Coast Suns drug scandal.
We spoke with Adelaide Crows CEO Andrew Fagan about the recent tragedy of the late Phil Walsh.
And we also chatted to Eagles great Dean Cox about their upcoming Melbourne clash in Darwin and doing Dry July.
And fair to say it's been a massive week in the AFL, in the sporting world entirely, I suppose. It started out with a huge drug scandal at the Gold Coast Suns, but that was totally overshadowed by, of course, the death of the Adelaide coach, Phil Walsh. And we thought we'd cross to Campbell Brown in Melbourne, who is across all things AFL, but also was at the Gold Coast Suns and also played at Hawthorn after last night's game. So Campbell Brown joins us on the line. Hey, Brainy, how are you, mate?
Morning. How are you?
Hey, how's that training going for the English Channel? You just about there?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow, actually, so I'm very much in taper mode and did my last swimming session yesterday and looking forward to getting over there and getting a little bit of nice weather. It's pretty hot in London at the moment, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is good news. But how chilly is it in the water?
Yeah, it's pretty cold, but it is the water temperature over there is rising
okay.
With this heat wave in London. So fingers crossed it continues to be hot.
How many hours will the swim take, you reckon?
I reckon it'll probably take me 15 or 16 hours.
Wow.
About 40 days. So it's going to be pretty hard work, but I've been training for 18 months and I feel like I'm ready to go.
We wish you all the best, mate. What about last night? What a magnificent gesture by the Collingwood and Hawthorn football clubs at the end of the match, where they all got together in a circle, basically linked arms and had a moment's silence for the passing of Phil Walsh.
Yeah, it was touching, wasn't it? And full credit has to go to Nathan Buckley and Alistair Clarkson, who were the two guys that obviously initiated that, and it was just a special moment on what was just a tragic day. And the fact that those two clubs, such a hard-fought, tough game of football, as soon as the siren sounds, they link up arm in arm and do that. It was pretty special.
And obviously you spent some time up on the Gold Coast, and then turning to the back page and seeing one of the boys up there, that photo that we've probably all seen by now, what are your thoughts on what's going up with the so-called drug scandal?
It's tough. My thoughts on the actual photo, I'm pretty strong on this, and it really angers me, the fact that newspapers around the country, the Herald Sun in particular, they won't put a photo up of an 80-year-old pedophile that's molested 100 kids over 30 years because he's protected, his identity is protected, yet they're happy to splash the photo of a 19-year-old kid at the time in a compromising position like that and pay the person that took it $15,000 and just hang him out to dry for the whole of Australia to see. I reckon it's pretty ordinary. So he's going to have to live with that, Harley, for the rest of his life. And, I think the Gold Coast Suns have an obligation to get around him and support him. He's made a mistake. We know what a gifted footballer is on the footy field. He's a superstar. Hopefully this is a catalyst to sort of give him a wake-up call and turn his life around, because I'm sure that with the right guidance and support, he can become a very good footballer and a better person from it.
So, Brownie, you were at the Suns. Was there a wider problem than just, a couple of individuals getting caught out?
I think it's a problem in society, Barrett, to be honest. And, just to single out a footy club, the Gold Coast Suns are the ones copping it at the moment. But you'd be pretty naive to think that the Gold Coast was the only club doing it. All aspects of life, whether they're, businessmen, doctors, young kids, footballers, professional sports people, do it. And that's just society at the moment. Mm. And they're the ones embroiled in this controversy at the moment, and rightfully so. I haven't been up there for 18 months, so there certainly were guys experimenting with it, but I'm anti-drugs, always have been, and so quite often if they know that that's your philosophy, you're the last person that really finds out about it. So, it's easy to point fingers in hindsight and question Gary Ablett's leadership or Bluey McKenna, or there's even talk Andrew Demetriou shouldn't have brought Carmichael Hunt into the game. Well, that's everyone's an expert in hindsight, aren't they?
Yeah, true.
Hey, Brownie, we've got to let you go, but, mate, good luck on the English Channel Swim. I love that event. It's the only event where you have to put on fat to compete. So
yeah, it's been a perfect transition out of footy because I just eat and drink whatever I want and get fat and say, no, it's for the swim.
Fantastic.
Well
stuff.
Done, mate. We'll check it. We might even check in with you over there and see how you went. Thanks, buddy.
Beautiful. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. You too.
15-hour swim. Whoa. In freezing water.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Good effort. Yes, and we're crossing to Adelaide now to speak to the Adelaide Crows CEO, Andrew Fagan, and fair to say, been an absolutely massive couple of days for him and his team over there, and we feel for them. I presume they've had very little sleep, but done a monster job trying to help their, basically, the whole football community over there is in mourning. And Andrew joins us on the line. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, mate, we feel for you, buddy. Look, a wonderful tribute last night. That must have buoyed you a little bit, seeing Collingwood and Hawthorn, the way they linked arms at the end and had that moment silent spontaneously. It was such a wonderful moment, arguably one of the best moments I've seen in footy, I reckon.
Yeah, look, it's certainly one of the most touching moments that I've encountered. It was, I'm positive I wasn't the only person with a tear in my eye. Mm. And look, the outpouring of support right throughout the day was quite extraordinary. There's hundreds, thousands of people who've come to our club at West Lakes and are leaving flowers and mementos and Guernseys, and not just from the Adelaide Football Club, but from Port Adelaide clubs and local clubs. It's just been quite overwhelming at times. And then, yeah, to see Hawthorn and Collingwood do that last night, I thought was, you know, just it was special and touching, but just enormously respectful. And from two class footy clubs and to class individuals involved, with Alistair Clarkson and Nathan Buckley and the two captains. So yeah, it's those small things do help, and certainly all the support helped us get through yesterday.
And I'm guessing his wife Meredith is receiving a lot of support from the club as well. Do you have an update on how she's going?
Yeah, look, we've obviously the focal point yesterday was just trying to wrap ourselves around Meredith and the family, and then the playing group and the staff of the football club. Look, I spoke to Meredith just a couple of hours actually after the incident itself. Obviously, she had an unbelievably tough day yesterday, mm-hmm. Something I can't contemplate.
I don't think any of us can, really.
And she had surgery mm-hmm. yesterday to a wound that she'd received, but I think that all went well. I'll be seeing again this afternoon, but my understanding is certainly that physically she's okay, but obviously having to deal with a very tough set of circumstances. Mm.
You're obviously wearing two hats. You're the CEO of the club, but also a close friend of Phil and his family. How are you doing personally?
Look, it's tough. You know, just deal with it, though. I think I've been really proud of, you know, the leadership throughout the entire football club over the last 24 hours, from the chairman Rob Chapman through to captain in Taylor Walker, the entire senior leadership group, the senior coaches, my executive team, everyone's just with them. We've I spoke to a lot of them this morning, certainly everyone last night. Just it's important that we're also reliant on each other. We need to not forget about each other through this process. Try and look after others, and because look, it'd be a dark time. And unfortunately, I had some experience with this when I was in my previous job with the City of the Brumbies, with the John Mackay, who died while the team was touring Africa, and the club in Belgium, and ahead of our coaching director only 18 months ago, was also a great friend of Phil Walsh. Phil actually spoke at, provided the eulogy at Dean's funeral, so it's a tragic set of circumstances. But the clubs are resilient by nature, and as macabre as it might sound, if a tragedy is going to occur, you want it to occur when you're inside a football club, the way in which, or any sporting team, the way in which they just, people rally around each other, there's this sense of team that is hard to describe, but you rely on enormously, and we obviously complemented that with some external help as well, grief counsellors and trauma counsellors and the like, knowing that every all 150 people involved in our club, players and staff, are going to deal with this quite differently. Mm. And you know, we needed to cater for all of those different reactions.
No doubt. And, well, be assured, reassured that over here you've totally got our support, all amongst the sporting fraternity and the Eagles and the Dockers, no doubt. I know you come over here to play the Eagles next weekend, and I can bet that when you run out against West Coast, there'll be a standing ovation for your team. So, mate, we'll do whatever we can, and we're with you, and the footy family's behind you, and we wish you all the best. And I personally know Meredith, and she's a beautiful lady, and some of West Australian friends have flown over there, I believe, to be with her. So let's think about her as well, yeah.
Yeah, no, look, thanks very much. And I think it goes without saying that Phil had a tremendous impact wherever he was. And, you know, he worked over 32 years across 7 footy clubs, and obviously, was at has a strong association with West Coast. So, a lot of friends over there that he spoke of quite often. I'm positive that we'll receive that support as a club when we're over there in a week's time, and the representatives of both footy clubs have made contact with me, which we certainly do appreciate. So thanks for your support, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Good on you, Andy. Good luck, mate. Keep strong, and keep your chin up, and we're with you. Good on you, buddy. And Eagles fans, it's time to cross to Darwin and talk to, well, one of the Eagles' greatest players. Dean Cox joins us on the line, current assistant coach at the West Coast Eagles, and he's in Darwin. Morning, Coxie.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, here you go, mate. Just give us a weather report there and that. What's it like? Is it warm? It's going to be a night game, so you're expecting a slippery conditions. What do you reckon, great man?
No, the weather's actually really good, I suppose. We trained there last night and wasn't too dewy or slippery, so hopefully those conditions stay for tonight as well.
But it is warm up there, and you are doing Dry July, and Darwin's probably one of the worst places you want to be while you're doing Dry July. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I suppose spoke to the cancer counsellor who the footy club has had a really good relationship with for a number of years, and raised a lot of money through Dig Deep campaign. Sorry about that. And, I suppose they came and said, would I be the ambassador and help me out, try and raise some money? And I suppose being 8 or 9 months into retirement, a month off the alcohol or a few drinks, we wouldn't go astray, so said no problem at all.
Oh, he says that as he's 4 days into it, so he might ask again in a couple of weeks' time.
Exactly.
But looking at the game tonight, it's shaping up as one that West Coast are on fire, but you can't take the Demons too lightly.
No, for sure. I think we saw what they did against Geelong, Mato, and from there they've played some really consistent footy, and it's amazing what belief wins do bring to young sides. So, hopefully we can perform the way we have in the first part of the year, and the boys are refreshed and ready to go.
Now, a bit of a sombre time, of course, with the passing of Phil Walsh, who, and I feel for you, Coxie, because you were with him for all the time and he was at the West Coast Eagles. An amazing bloke, a unique bloke, an authentic fella, and a brilliant footy brain, and just an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, I suppose, certainly it wasn't the news you wanted to wake up to. So I think, a lot of people are still in shock about the events that did unfold. And, Phil was an amazing man. Philosophies he had with football, as you said before, he was a real student of the game, and probably, I suppose, the team defence side, he really taught our footy club the time that he was here, but also the values that he held as a man as well. I think that was probably the thing that stood out the most, is he was a quality man and taught a lot of the players a lot on field, but also off the field as well, and he's touched so many players and football clubs and people in the football world, but it's a very sad time, and just to Meredith and obviously the time she's going to go through now, my heart goes out to her.
I was just going to ask, when was the last time you spoke to Phil? I mean, have you spoken to him and been in touch with him since he left West Coast?
Yeah, for sure. So I spoke to him obviously after he got the Adelaide job, and had a chat to him and congratulated him, and at some stage, I suppose, throughout his time at West Coast, when he did get hit by the bus, he was going to leave no stone unturned to do things that if they presented in front of him. And that was a trying time throughout when he got back from overseas to still be coaching at our football club. And then, so I spoke to him after the Adelaide job and previously before that. And, just devastated still.
Yeah, that story was that he was in Peru on a trip and he got hit by a bus, and he basically nearly died, and it was a life-changing moment. He gave up alcohol, started riding everywhere, eh, Coxie, and decided to make the most of his life, and unfortunately it didn't work out that way. Have they done the right thing cancelling that game, you think, between Adelaide and Geelong?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I just think if I was a player, how if your senior coach and the person you look up to and that leads the footy team, if they were no longer there from the circumstances that have happened, I think, it'd be devastating, and God knows what the Adelaide players are feeling at the minute, and hopefully they'll rally together like the football world will and eventually come through and play some good football for Phil.
Yeah, well, you've got them next week over here, so I think the fans over here will be very generous in their support. Hey, mate, good luck with Dry July for the Cancer Council of WA. We applaud you. I thought it was an interesting, like Jeff Parry at Channel 7, it was an interesting choice, Coxie, but I reckon you can do it, buddy.
Hell, stick fan.
Good on you, mate.
All enjoy the best. Enjoy the water.
All the best tonight against Melbourne, yeah.
The Dead Set Legends, Mix 94.5.